Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Tuesday, T-W-O, as it is 2/22/22. And on a Tuesday, I have Lisa Wilson in here with me on this chilly Tuesday. You know, I got too used to this weather we had this weekend.
I know. It was absolutely beautiful. Yesterday was incredibly nice, wasn't it?
Yes.
Now today.
Yeah, and yes. Then spoiled me a bit. Now we get to be cold for about a week. So, all right. Well, I know, as always, lots of things going on in Independence. And you don't even have to wait very long for the first thing we're going to talk about because it's tomorrow.
I know. So Wednesday is one of my favorite days of the week for a lot of reasons. But one is the fact that many times we go to Dickie's Barbecue Pit every Wednesday evening. My sister and I like to take my mom, and we love that food. You know, we were talking off the air about how good the Dickie's Barbecue is and what a beautiful restaurant that it is. It actually has a footprint that is the largest floor plan of any of the Dickie's franchises. So we kind of set ourselves apart on the map for that. But they have music on Wednesday nights. So we try to get there around 6 o'clock and enjoy our barbecue. And then about 6:30, the music starts and they play until 9 o'clock. Last week, there was a guitarist in there playing some country music, and it was really good. The place started filling up around 6:30, and it was a fun night. So just encourage everyone to enjoy one of the great restaurants in downtown Independence and around town for that matter. We have lots of great places to eat. But on Wednesday nights, you can check out Dickie's Barbecue Pit.
And tomorrow is a perfect night for it. It'll be a little colder, maybe some snow on the ground, and they've got great barbecue chili. So warm yourself up. Set by the fireplace in there. Eat just some chili and listen to some music. It's a perfect night.
Have to try that barbecue chili.
Yeah, it's okay. Good. Their chili's good. So, all right. Well, speaking of music, Mixtape Bingo is also on Wednesday, and then Trivia Night on Thursdays at the brewery.
Have you been to our brewery?
I have not. I need to get – I love trivia, so I need to get over there on a Thursday to do some trivia because I like playing trivia, especially like group setting like that.
Yes,
so.
And you would love this experience. If you drive by the brewery on Wednesday and Thursday evenings, they're full in there. So the Mixtape Bingo is tons of fun and definitely trivia night. So the place is busy has lots of activities going on, and it's a fun family environment. I encourage everyone to check out the brewery. So one thing, I don't know if you know, but they don't have a restaurant connected to it. They don't serve food or anything like that. But what's really fun about it is you're able to, go pick up food. You can pick up that barbecue chili and bring it to the brewery. You can pick up food at any restaurant and bring it into the brewery and enjoy that. You can also bring your own games in. You can bring your own dominoes, your own cards, on a Friday or Saturday if you want to sit with the family and play games. They welcome that. It's really a family environment. So we're fortunate to have the brewery. And be sure and check out Mixtape Bingo tomorrow evening. It starts at 7 o'clock, and it's $1 a card. And the winner of each round will receive the total in the form of a gift certificate for the winnings. And then trivia night will be Thursday.
And then keeping busy tomorrow is ICC. And we'll take on Butler tomorrow, and it's the last regular season game coming up tomorrow. And it's an important one for the men because the men are fighting to stay in the playoff hunt, as they are the 12 seed currently, and the 13th seed gets left at home. So it should be some good matchups for the final regular season game of the year for ICC.
Yes, it's going to be a big night. I have carved out some time in my schedule. I will be out there. The women tip off at 5, and the men's game starts at 7. So cheer on the Pirates. It's always a good night at ICC.
Yes, and if you're out driving around, I'll plug ourselves here.
Okay.
You can hear ICC on 98.9 tomorrow. So
absolutely.
If you're trying to go from event to event while you're in Independence, and you can pop on that 98.9 and hear the ICC game.
We love the fact that you promote those games on the air because so many people, their schedules don't allow it. they've got kids, maybe they can't, you know, take the whole entire family, but they want to follow the Pirates, or they're, you know, senior citizen, maybe they're not able to get out, maybe they don't drive anymore, whatever the reason might be. Maybe you're working the night shift and you can't go, but you can turn on the radio and enjoy the game. So we appreciate that.
All right. Well, we'll stick with basketball as the high school basketball teams are taking on Pittsburgh on Thursday.
I know. So I tell you, that was a buzzer beater game the other night when IHS won at the very last second when Breck and Birdie shot the winning basket. And so I don't know if this week's game can top that, but the Bulldogs will take on Pittsburgh High School. They're the Dragons, and that's this Thursday. The girls will play at 6, and the boys will play at 8. And it was senior night the other night, and it was homecoming, and they won at the last second, so it was really good for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I saw that video on Facebook and heard the call from the Chanute broadcast, and it was even he got excited, though that they lost. So, yeah, it should be a good one. Pittsburgh's boys team is still undefeated. So, in league play. So, IHS have a chance to spoil that there. So, all right, another thing coming up is for veterans and their families. Looks like there's some cornhole and some other fun coming up, looks like this Friday.
That's right. So we have a Veterans Family Night scheduled for Friday the 25th. That is this week, as you mentioned, from 6 to 9. If you need more information about this event, you can call Kathy Shepherd at 4 County RSVP, and the number is 330-6091. It'll be at the Stitch Shelter House, again, from 6 to 9. And there'll be family and food and cornhole and lots of good times. And again, it's just a special night for our veterans. It's being sponsored by the VFW Auxiliary Post 1186. And we just encourage everyone who happens to be a veteran and their family to join in on that fun. And I might also mention that Lauren Osborne, who is also out at 4 County Mental Health, he has a veteran services program that he's offering, I believe, every day of the week. You can call 331-3131 and get more information about the veteran services. But it's just an effort to make sure that all of our veterans are aware of their services. If they need help with anything, filling out paperwork, our retired veteran Lauren Osborne is there to help. And the location of the Veterans Services is at 2751 West Main, and they're available Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. Lots of veterans opportunities.
All right, that's great. And then on Saturday, a chance to learn some CPR.
I know. So, and this is a wonderful opportunity to brush up on your skills or take the class and get certified. It's through Indy Saves. It's a CPR AED education and certification class, and it's being offered by Dan and Tammy Roth. If you're interested in that, call 331-8096 or 330-3453. And you can also email them at indysavescpr@gmail.com. And the class will be held out at Indy Fitness at 2801 West Main this Saturday, the 26th. And again, the class usually runs from about 9:30 to 11:45. It's definitely a life-saving skill that we should all know how to do and hope we never have to.
Taking a few CPR classes. I had to take it. You worked at kids camp during the summers back in college, and then I had to take it. I took a EMT class in college. So, speaking of college, the ICC Community College Theater Department presents a special play, "Crimes of the Heart." And if you've never seen an ICC play, I encourage you to, because their fine arts department at ICC is spectacular.
It is. It is top notch. They have such talented professors on the campus of Independence Community College. So the theater department, as you mentioned, will be presenting Crimes of the Heart. It's being directed by Paul Molnar, and it will be on Thursday, Friday, Saturday from March the 3rd through the 5th, and then on Sunday at 6, so March the 6th, rather. So the curtain goes up in the William Inch Theater those first 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7, and then what's really nice is they do a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock, and on top of that, it's free to attend. So it's a great, you were talking about the weather, and I don't know what the weather is going to be like that particular week, but it's a great way to, you know, get out of the house, do something, and take the entire family and it not really cost you anything. So, it's a great way to expose your children to theater. It's a great way to enjoy a wonderful play. It's an opportunity to fill the seats in the William Inch Theater and encourage all of those future actors and playwrights as they perform on the stage and really support them. So check out the college's Facebook page. The theater department has a Facebook page. The music department does as well. So you can like all those pages and stay up to date. But again, Crimes of the Heart will be March the 3rd through the 6th.
And then First Friday coming up March 4th. Now, February's got canceled, right?
Yes. It was so cold, yeah. And the weather was bad. I knew the minute I canceled that was probably going to, you know, sun was going to come out and it was going to be a beautiful day. That would be my luck. But we start so early in the morning that it was going to be frigid, and it was actually that morning, and there was still some ice on the streets and snow and everything. And when given an opportunity to sleep in and not get out in the weather, I knew what people would choose to do. So we decided to cancel that, but we will be ready to go for First Friday, which is next week, March the 4th. It's being sponsored by Four County Mental Health RSVP. And the City of Independence and the Chamber always go together and co-sponsor this event and try to bring really good speakers to the community. We put it on Facebook Live. We film it for YouTube. And then, of course, we have a live audience, usually around between, you know, it just depends, usually around 80, sometimes up to 100 people are there. Our business sponsor, as I mentioned, is Four County Mental Health RSVP, and they pay for the coffee from Annie Mae's and the muffins, so it's worth getting out of bed for, just for the little mini breakfast on top of the great speakers that will be there. So Independence Community College's Chris Kumke is in charge of the new esports program out at the college, so he will be talking, and I'm interested to hear from him because they just won a national championship with their esports team. So this is something, it's really new to me, but you being much younger than me are all about probably esports. Yes. And know all about that, and so I really think that's a great program that the college has put into place, and I look for that to grow. And then Hannah Joyce is going to be there. She is deeply involved in directing and managing the William Inge Theater Festival. So we were not able to have the festival the last couple of years because of COVID and everything that was going on. So we're super excited to be able to have the William Inge Theater Festival. And actually, I will be bringing her with me the first Tuesday in April to be on air and doing a quick interview about the festival. And then the City of Independence will be making their annual report. So our city manager, Kelly Passour, and our assistant city manager, David Cowan, will also be presenting in tandem about and providing a city update. So should be some really entertaining speakers and some very good information. We encourage everyone to attend. It's completely free. So crawl out of bed early and join us for First Friday on Friday, March the 4th at 7:30 at the Civic Center.
I've been to a couple of First Fridays. You see a lot of people. I think that's about half of it, too, as well.
Yeah, it's a great way to network.
The esports has a ribbon cutting coming up.
Yes,
as
they do.
Well. Their new, I know the word for it, and it's just escaping. It's where they play and practice and all that. So that's coming up later on, I think.
And it is, and I cannot tell you when it is now that we just brought that up. But I will tell you that it's cool. I have seen that area where they have all of the computers and everything is set up, and it's climate controlled. It's pretty cool.
They're in sports arena. They have that. We have a story up on our website somewhere.
Okay.
If you go back and through the month, you'll find it somewhere. You can find the date on there. So, all right. ICC Fab Lab, which has great classes all the time, has a advanced quilting class coming up.
I know. So I have never quilted.
I have not either. My grandma quilts. I have a quilt that she made. Everyone, really? When they graduate, or when they, you know, like go into the real world, finish right? college or get a job, she gives them a quilt. So I have a quilt from when I moved up here and started this job. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
That's
but I've
nice.
Never quilted.
Well, it's definitely an art. It's a piece of work, and it's they're usually absolutely beautiful pieces of art, these quilts are. So you can mark your calendars and get signed up if you're interested in taking an advanced quilting class at the Fab Lab ICC, as you mentioned. It'll be March the 5th and the 12th from 9 to 1. It's going to be taught by the owner of the Little Orange Patch, Janet Mays. She's an incredibly talented quilter, and so I think you're definitely going to enjoy that class if she's the one facilitating that. You can register by calling 332-5499. And again, that's March the 5th through the 12th from 9 to 1. It's Saturday mornings, so those dates must be morning times. And I encourage everyone to also like the ICC Fab Labs Facebook page as well, because they have lots of classes that they offer out there.
Guitar making classes, cooking classes. We get those emails when they get from time to time. Mm-hmm. And I just am impressed with what they're able to do. The people they're able to get to come in and teach the classes, yeah.
So I know. So you should check that out, because if quilting's not your thing, mark my word, one of these upcoming classes will be, and you won't want to miss out. But definitely, if you know of somebody who might be interested in taking this quilting class, be sure and share that information.
And then Independence High School FFA has their annual chili cook-off coming up March 5th as well, and an auction.
Were you in FFA?
I was heavily involved in FFA. So it's actually National FFA Week this week.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Yeah. Monday through Friday. So I'm going back Friday, going after work back to my where I graduated at Adair down in Oklahoma, and doing a little interview down.
Really?
Down there for National FFA Week.
Well,
yeah.
Cool. Well, I did not know that. Yeah. But we do have an FFA program at Independence High School. And in fact, those FFA members served and did a little community service at our annual meeting. They wore their jackets and they did an amazing job.
That lovely corduroy.
I know. They did a really nice job. But they're having their annual chili cook-off and auction. And it will be Saturday, March the 5th. At the Independence High School cafeteria, 5:30 to 8:30. Admission is $7 for adults and $5 for kids 12 and under. And you can do two things. You can go and have some amazing chili, or you can enter your chili. There's a form that they have on their Facebook page and on the high school's website. You can visit their Facebook page at IndyFFA. And during the night, they're going to have door prizes, so there's opportunities there. They're going to have a silent auction along with the chili cook-off, and then they have a live auction that will start at 7 o'clock. And it's a fundraiser, so we want to support our high school kids and those FFA kids by skipping dinner. Well, don't skip dinner. Skip cooking dinner and go to the chili cook-off again that Saturday, March the 5th.
Or cook it and compete.
That's right. That's because they will need probably lots of chili. Or so, consider that.
I like a good chili cook-off.
All those people, the ones that participate in Niwala. So
I'm a spicy chili. What kind of chili do you like?
You know what? I like one that's a little sweet.
Okay. Yeah.
But I do. I can tolerate a lot of spice.
I like a spicy chili. Yeah. I want a kick.
Yeah, I do too. You really have piqued my interest about this barbecue chili.
Yeah, it's like a barbecue brisket chili. You need to try it.
I'll have to try it and report back.
All right. You've got Independence Main Street's annual fundraiser coming up March 5th as well.
I know. So we really need to support Independence Main Street. They do a lot of great works in our downtown, keeping it vibrant. It's definitely a destination. People travel into our community for a multitude of reasons, and as soon as they get downtown, they realize all the great stores and the restaurants that we have and just the vibrancy. We actually have a parking problem, which is a good thing, because that means there's a lot of things happening in our downtown, and so we're kind of working on the parking problem, but I say that because Main Street is hard at work keeping our community and our downtown thriving and strong. So they have an annual fundraiser, and it's going to be Saturday, March the 5th. And you can, I believe I was talking to Tabitha yesterday, I believe they have a few tickets left. So you can call 331-2300 and maybe you can sneak in and still grab a ticket. And then I might go ahead and mention, since we're talking about Main Street, that on Saturday, March the 12th, they will have their St. Patty's Day pub crawl in downtown Independence. We actually have the pub crawl passes at the chamber office, so you can swing by and pick one of them up and mark that on your calendar, because that's always a fun night in downtown Independence, and all of the bars will be open, and you can visit all of them as you participate in the pub crawl.
All right, and then March 6th, something going on at the Historical Museum and Art Center in Independence?
So they have a spring tea every year, and it's a fundraiser for the Museum and Art Center. The event will be from 1 to 3 in the gallery area on Sunday, March the 6th. They serve tea and hors d'oeuvres and desserts, and then they also have a silent auction, and they have some musical entertainment. If you want to make a reservation, you can call 331-3515. I believe the seats are, or the tickets are like $20. But it's fun. I've been lots of times, and it's a fun thing to do with your girlfriends, your mom, your sisters, and just get out and enjoy kind of a tea party and also help the museum raise some money.
And then ICC has an orchestra concert. We just talked about the fine arts program with the theater. The orchestra is just as good.
I know. It definitely is. So on March the 6th at 6:30 at the Booth Hotel, which is a beautiful setting, they use the booth for lots of their band performances and their orchestra performances. And they will be, it'll be featuring Orchestra Honors Day students and some high school students. They'll have a guest artist, Jay O'Brien, on percussion. Admission is completely free. And works by Mozart, Brahms, and Mahler, and a premiere by ICC professor Bridget Carson. So it should be a wonderful evening of great music provided by the Independence Community College Orchestra, again on March the 6th at 6:30 at the booth.
All right. And then lastly, some kind of exciting details here. The pub crawl. I almost missed that. That's March 12th.
Yes. And I already did a little shout out about that. So, yes. So, we'll wrap that up with March the 12th. Make sure you get your pub crawl tickets and put that on your calendar. But, yeah, we were talking about American Pickers.
American Pickers, yeah. So, it's cool that they want to come to this area. But they also want people in this area to kind of, you know, reach out to them.
I know. So they are actually looking at Kansas and Nebraska, and they're going to be headed our way in April. And we want them to show up definitely in Kansas and in Independence, Kansas, better yet. So they are looking for private collections. So if you have a private collection that you want to showcase and visit with them about, you can email them at AmericanPickers@CINEFLIX.com. Or you can call this number, 646-493-2184. And we've posted this on our Facebook page. And I have to share with you, now I won't tell you who it is or divulge too many details, but there was a wife who saw the posting, and she wrote down the number. She called the number. She gave them her husband's cell number, who happens to have a very extensive collection, and American Pickers called him, and they had a lengthy discussion, and they also have some other historical things that are connected to them that piqued the American Pickers' interest. So anyway, I was really excited when I heard that. I don't, again, want to share too much on air because I don't know where everything stands, so maybe I'll learn more as the weeks progress and I can share some more information. I need to reach back out to Jasmina from American Pickers, actually called the chamber office, and I visited with her. And so we're working to kind of promote that and make sure that anyone who is interested knows that the American Pickers are looking at our, not only our state, but hopefully thinking about visiting our community. So be on TV.
I think this is a perfect place for them to come, because I know, and when I moved up here and was telling people where I was moving, a lot of people talked about the junking that you can do. And I say, when I say junk, I mean that in the best term possible. That's people can find a lot of treasures in this area. So, you know, all over Southeast Kansas. So hopefully they come down here, people can get them to come down here.
That's right. And I encourage everyone, you know, many times they buy collections, the American Pickers do, but don't let that deter you from giving them a call and having a conversation. So the more things that we can expose them to in our little area, maybe might be the reason why they select Montgomery County to come and check out. So
yeah, absolutely.
I think it's exciting.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with them, they're on the History Channel.
Yes.
They've been on since 2010.
Look at you. Yeah. You're an expert in this.
We used to watch back in the day. My dad loves those kind of shows. So, but they do a lot. Yeah, they like to buy collections. So, you know, hey, if you got some stuff sitting around you don't know what to do with and you think it might be cool treasure with some history, maybe put some cash in your pocket.
That's right. You know? That's right. Give them a call.
Yeah, absolutely. So coming in April.
Yes.
So yes. Give them a call. All right. Anything else? We've hit on a lot of things. A lot of great stuff to do tomorrow. There's a lot of great stuff to do tomorrow with Dickies and ICC basketball and any of the other stuff going on.
Yeah. You know what? I just want to tell you, I'm trying to think where, you know, this honest truth, this was at Dickies. I was trying to remember where I was. It was last Wednesday. I was at Dickies, and I was getting ready to walk out with my mom and my sister, and a lady stopped me, and she said, "You do the interviews on the radio on KGGF." And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I really enjoy that." And she just talked about how much she appreciates the radio station allowing us to come on and have conversations like this and talk about things that are happening in our community, and how much that she enjoys it because it helps her stay well informed with things that are happening in our community and in the county. And that's important. So I appreciate the fact that every Tuesday real early in the morning, I get to drive over here and have conversations with you or with Kyle about all of the things that are happening in the area. It's important, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I think the most important thing to keep a community thriving is having things to do, having stuff going on. Otherwise your town becomes sleepy and people move away to do other things. So what better way than to let them know about everything going on in the area?
And this is a great way to tell that story, because we do. You can see in front of me, the listeners can't, but I have a large notebook that has lots of flyers and it's full of information. And I'm always amazed at the many things and opportunities and activities that we have available to us in the area. And this is a way to share that information. So thank you.
And we're on for, we talk about a lot of things in the morning. We're on for a long time on Tuesday morning. So if you tuned in halfway through or you had to leave before it was over, you can go to our website and hear the thing in full underneath the community tab. And you guys share it
as well on your Facebook page. Yes,
so.
we definitely do.
All right. Well, that will do it for this morning. So we'll talk to you next Tuesday, is that the last Tuesday of the month? Or is it the first Tuesday of March? It is. No, it's the first Tuesday of March.
I'll be here at 10 then.
So 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So that'll wrap it up for this Tuesday. Enjoy your Tuesday as you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.